My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Written by our own Daryl Ryder. And if you don't think it's coming, folks, it's certainly sounding that way now. Dome Stadium for the Browns out by the airport. That's where it sits right now, Andy. Mayor Bibbs sending the information to the Haslams and set an August 12th deadline to either accept his proposal. And it honestly feels like this to me. The proposal sent by Mayor Bibb to the Haslams, good for the mayor. He had to put something together, right?
He did. That's what he had to do. And I get it.
It also seemed like something like, hi, you're not going to take this. Thank you very much for reading it.
We are going to short sell you on this one, but hey, guys, if you want to stay, you know, you're more than welcome to stay. I get this feeling that it's like he doesn't want to be the mayor that lost the team to the suburbs, and I totally understand that. Like, I get the whole political ramification of things. I'm not going to look at Mayor Bibb as the mayor that lost the team to a stadium that actually is like you could throw a rock to the actual line. Like, if you look at the line for the city of Cleveland, they're like, it's on that line. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to be mad at Mayor Bibb about it. It's not, he tried, you know. And by the way, city of Cleveland has a lot of things to worry about. Being a landlord for the football team probably isn't. I think about, you know, I know a lot of people want to talk about who's paying for this, who gets that. I see the, you know, how much money the Haslams are willing to put out there to not only do the project out in Berea, but to, you know, build what they could build out there out by the airport, right next to the airport. I mean, like, they're just...
logistical nightmare.
Not a logistical nightmare. They already have plans in place to change all that stuff. And that's another separate project which wouldn't have to count towards the dome. The rerouting of those streets is already in place for the airport and for what's happening to the airport, which, by the way, is in the city of Cleveland. So that's like a bonus play in this whole thing, especially if you read Daryl's stuff. Daryl has that. And Daryl and I have talked about these things on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, available on the Odyssey app, in case you're wondering. Or you can watch it on YouTube, too, if you want to.
Don't fly out on game days.
I don't... Jeff, you're talking about, what, a two-hour window? A three-hour window? What, do you think people are going to go over to the airport and tailgate? That's not happening. They're going to have a gigantic parking lot around the stadium.
Logistical nightmare.
Where you can do that. You want to be Johnny Negative? Jeff doesn't want...
Oh, no, I'm not being negative.
Jeff doesn't want this. Just admit it.
Don't fly on Sundays.
He's worried that you may have to fly out one Sunday. Come on, man. Same problems they have in San Francisco. They had in San Francisco, or they had in Oakland, sorry, right? Because the airport was right next to the baseball stadium and the arena there. Remember all the problems they had there? All those stories you talked about? the logistical nightmare they had in the Bay Area because the Oakland airport was... Wait a minute. You never once talked about that. Yet I think that airport would probably be about the same distance as where you would be right now with a dome. That's no one fabulous. Else is talking about these things. No one else is. And if they have the roads the right way...
I've actually heard people talk about Sundays being a problem if you're trying to fly out.
Yeah, I heard that too. But let's see how it plays out because they already have restructuring in place for the roads out there for 236, right?
Let me ask you this. Do I have this right, guys? Because the Haslams have the option to buy the land, I don't know if that's been completely executed or not. Will they own the stadium? Will the Cleveland Browns own their own stadium?
Well, there's state funding that would go into it.
I know, but they own the land.
Would they be the landlord?
Will they own that land? And will they own that stadium? I've not heard the answer.
If they have the option to buy the land, then yes.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, so?
So it would basically be...
Like Jerry Jones.
A private facility with some public funding.
Yeah, like a lot of businesses.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I just think that's interesting. You know, one thing I haven't heard about this? What do you think Brooke Park thinks of this?
Didn't their mayor speak last week, 2 weeks ago?
Are they all for it?
It's a lot of money for Brooke Park. Especially, that's what I would think. When you think about the tax dollars that they lost with Ford.
And
right?
look at that big plot of land, man. It's just sitting there.
It's waiting.
It is.
It is waiting. And by the way, there's no hotel at the airport right now, right? Sheridan's done.
Andy, that area right around the airport there could use such a facelift. And if it gets it and it turns that area into, and I wouldn't say a high end, but I would say a higher traffic area with some newer businesses and newer restaurants and hotels and things like that. And that's a win-win. That's a win-win for Brooke Park. It's a win-win for Cleveland. It's a win for the Browns. It's a win for the entire region, I would think.
I mean, it doesn't matter where they build the stadium in this point of view, just because I think about being a kid. I think about when my dad's electrician, and he was laid off because there was no work and there wasn't anything to do. And then all of a sudden you get a major project to come in, like a dome. And now all of a sudden, electricians are working even more. There's more jobs for electricians. There's more jobs for carpenters and for plumbers and for all those building trades that are in Northeast Ohio. And then there's more jobs, you know, that come into the area because you need folks to work. You need folks to work, and you want to keep them working. Well, okay, let's do a project like this. I mean, this is a multi-billion-dollar deal. There are a lot of times I sit here, and there are times like you drive by the Art Museum or Severance Hall, or you think about Forest Hills, all that land that Rockefeller had, and you think about Rockefeller's tie to Cleveland and how much money that was there with Rockefeller. Now, I'm not getting into the whole, you know, monopolies and all that stuff, but all the money that maybe could have been here in Northeast Ohio that didn't go to New York if John D. Rockefeller would have worked out here in Cleveland, like this is, I'm not trying to be over the top about this, but these are, like, this is a major, major thing for our region. And I, you know, you go back and think about, like, I'm telling you, anytime I've ever been to Lakeview and I see people that are throwing pennies on Rockefeller's grave over there, I'm like, man, I wonder what would have happened if Rockefeller would have spent more money in Northeast Ohio. What Cleveland could have been. How far did it get set back, or did it go in the right direction? This is another one of those projects. I mean, you're talking about an iconic thing that would be a statement on our city, the same way the Terminal Tower is.
And if you build up everything that they're talking about building up around it,
yeah,
that's a huge deal. Let me ask you this one.
I will say this. I want to be on the record about this. Like, I would much rather see a retractable dome stadium within the Cleveland city limits.
I was just going to go
the way it could go. If you ask me what I would really, really like to see, which would be a win-win for everybody, it would be amazing, would be a retractable dome within the Cleveland city limits.
I think you can forget the retractable.
Yeah, I think we gave up on that a long time ago because it's another $1 billion to get the motor to turn that thing on and off. And then who knows? One day somebody may forget to throw the switch during a game and it could snow inside. That'd be bad.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I was going to add to this is, could you still, would you want it to be in the city of Cleveland? And,
yes.
And like somewhere, let's how about somewhere in the vicinity of 490 North? Somewhere, you know, real close to downtown. And let me throw this one at you about it. Would all of the stuff that the Haslams are talking about and developing all around, would that play in the city of Cleveland as well as it would play in Brook Park? And I say that for this reason. Coming downtown, it's not a big problem. You know, you and I do it every day. You know, everybody here does it every day. But for a lot of folks in the region, coming all the way to Cleveland might be a big deal to them. If you can just go to Brook Park and get the same stuff, would it be more successful in Brook Park? The Dome Stadium and everything that they want to put around it, would it be more successful there, removed from the city, than it might be downtown?
Is access easier there than it is downtown? Well, is that what you're saying?
Not just access, but the mindset of people to, well, I only have to go to Brook Park. I don't have to drive all the way to downtown Cleveland.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
Well, it isn't for you because you do it every day. It's not for me because I do it every day. But for people who don't live in Cuyahoga County, for people who don't live in Cleveland, it might be a big deal. I just wonder, do you think it would be more successful in Cleveland or in Brook Park?
I tend to think
Brook Park.
Not the Rapid's the most underused thing that we have in town, right? And the Rapid goes right there. You start to think, would people start using the Rapid? Could we get, to me, I always wonder what would happen if there was
the Rapid to go shopping.
Well, what if there was a Rapid line all along 480? This is all dreaming big stuff, right? Rather than 480, you take the Rapid instead, all the way from east side to west side, west side to east side, make life real easy. That's another, just kind of another, and then obviously you could tee up and then come up 77 and then come to downtown that way with another Rapid. But we're not that city, and we just never have been that city. We're not a huge public transit city, although yet, the RTA does a phenomenal job, man. Buses still run. I see them all the time, even sometimes when they're empty. I don't know. I look at all those kind of things and take those into consideration, where you're going with it. If there was a spot downtown, Jeff, that I always think about, it's on the other side of the cemetery and the armory. There are parking lots there. If the Wohlstein Center, they've talked about what's the future for the Wohlstein
Andy,
Center. If that went away.
There is space downtown.
I just don't know if it's the same space that they have available by the airport.
I would agree. I mean,
there's more space up by the airport than there is
now. What you have out there is a blank slate.
Right.
I mean, it's...
You're not tearing all kinds of buildings down.
You can just go. You know? I mean, you can just go and do everything you want to do.
I mean, there's a part of me that would be sad if the Browns moved out of downtown. I'm not going to lie.
Really? It wouldn't... I
like the fact that you drive through downtown Cleveland and you see a stadium. I do. You don't take pride when you... When you come in on 71 and you come in west to east and you see the ballpark there and then you see the arena over there too, those are just iconic buildings that define our city. This is the opportunity to have another one.
I just can't see it happening in Cleveland, only because of the fact that they seem to be locked in on Brook Park. Now the Bears were also locked in on Arlington Heights, where mm-hmm. they bought the racetrack,
right?
And the Bears own that land. And yet, then all of a sudden things changed, and now they're going to build their stuff near Soldier Field. I wonder if the same thing could happen here.
I just don't know where you have that kind of land, other than Chagrin Highlands.
I think you could find it, Andy. I really do. Now, it might be, you might have some acquisition costs, but at this point, folks, it seems like Brook Park and a dome, with everything that's going to go along with it.
Jeff, I think before that happens, the Browns would end up moving to Summit County, Medina County. They would end up going out of the county.
Before they did what?
Before they would have enough land here in Northeast Ohio. Within the city limits.
I disagree. Daryl talks about the commitment involved by the Haslams. It's pretty impressive. We'll give you the deets next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know. I can't wait for the NPR discussion with people that have been hurt by this from the economy. Due to the independent selling rather than the governmental selling of recreational marijuana. What all those people... They hurt the economy! What?
I wonder if it will be... Could you still get in trouble for selling the stuff if you don't have a license or something?
I believe you need to have a license.
So you could still...
I'm not walking
the independent
down this road.
Contractors are still running a risk.
Dan, what do you know about this?
Yeah, what do you know about this?
Hello, and welcome to the NPR Hour... where we will talk with...
Well, we should be like something different then, because that actually is a real thing. Yeah.
Good evening. We will talk to people who have had ramifications due to legalized sports gambling and legalized marijuana. We have a bookie with us, and we will have an independent contractor. How have the ramifications really hurt your local business?
I watched the roundtable in action this morning at the convenience store, man. It was so funny.
Legs, will you expand upon the ramifications you have had on your tax return this season?
Okay, Dan.
Is that Coach Stepanski?
I'm not sure who that was. So Daryl has a great story up right now on 92.3thefan.com. And everybody talks about wanting your owners. Well, the owners need to pay for it, blah, 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 blah.
They are. They're putting money into this thing. It's not like they're not.
Thus my point, as you cut me off, as
sorry,
I'm getting ready to make my point.
I keep hearing it, and I'm just like, they are.
Can I give Daryl's info?
Yes, yes.
So Daryl, in his story, and you should read this, says the Haslams are willing to invest up to $2.8 billion in Northeast Ohio. $1.2 billion, or half the cost of the dome, plus $1.4 billion for the mixed-use development.
In Berea, in two.
No, yep. Hold on now. Would you just calm down over there?
I'm going
through Daryl's information here.
I know.
Because you heard it on the podcast, click, 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 that you keep pushing all the time. Just let me share this with the peeps.
Share. Go.
$2.8 billion. $1.2 billion on the stadium, half the cost. $1.4 billion for the mixed-use development. Another $200 million for Berea. And that will include a hotel, dorms for BW, a multi-purpose community field of about 7,500, a rec center, university, hospital, sports medicine facility, and parking. So, folks, apparently your owners are going to pony up. Just what everybody wants.
There's going to be some taxpayer money involved in this. I mean, look, if the syntax is still rolling, I was reading the two things that aggravated me the most about last week and the proposal the city put out was anyone that was putting Jimmy Haslam's face next to Art Modell's face. Like,
they're
not even close. This is like Art ripped the team from us and took them to Baltimore.
These are two different situations.
The Haslams are talking about going on the other side of a line of land that was once owned by the city of Cleveland, and they did a land trade for the IX Center. It's not even in the same ballpark.
Correct. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Stop it, stop it, stop it, Andy. Art Modell owned that team. He didn't rip anything from anybody. It was his team.
Oh, that's right, because everybody knows how to finance a team that sells out all the time. Seriously, you don't think he ripped that team and he wasn't jealous about the stadiums and he couldn't get into tune with Mike White? Give me a break, man.
Oh, he was jealous.
You're going to tell me there was no way he could have kept that team here and maybe let Baltimore have the expansion team? Wouldn't that have made a lot more sense?
Let's move on to 2024 and a new dome stadium, boys, shall we?
Go ahead, Todd. Yes.
Let's move forward so that we all can heed the word of Todd.
Heed the word, yes. Go ahead. Todd in Ward 1, what are your thoughts?
So here's why I don't want hear any more discussion unnecessarily, that is, about any place else other than Brook Park. That's the best ways for them to go. The city is already, I read it thoroughly, and I also read their current lease agreement with the city, and the mayor offered them too much.
Okay.
No, you can't get out of your annual rent. It's only $250,000 a year. You could do that. And yes, you should still in your new arrangement be paying the property taxes and insurance, which amount to $1.3 million. We all know that there have been some occasions where the Browns have blown $1.3 million on someone or some people and not gotten that money back. They pay the city this $1.3 million for the property taxes and insurance, and they're getting something back every month. So, no, that's too much. No, if they want to raise up, let them go. And let's have a serious discussion at some point in the future, not today. Just how big is that rec center really going to be? Because if they're going to go out, that rec center should be at least 60,000 square feet.
The rec center in Berea?
I heard you say a rec center.
That's a part of the plans for the Berea deal, yeah.
Yeah, it should be at least 60,000 square feet.
I don't know, man. For me, it's 59.9 or nothing. Like, I want 59.9. If I don't have 60,000 feet, you're right.
Minimum.
Todd, you're right, 60,000 feet.
And it should be one in Brook Park as a part of the development for the people of Brook Park as well. Go to Brook Park.
How about they get a pass? Because it's easy. We can just give them a pass. They can go over and they can go
free
use the
Wi-Fi.
Free one. Yeah, free
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Todd, great to hear from you, buddy.
Everybody have free Wi-Fi now?
Good question.
By the way, go to
the airport.
They're upgrading. I saw they're doing a major. There's a company across the street.
Yeah. So.
I don't know if I can get them to call in, but I actually know a weed dealer who's offering discounts for pizza and potato chips if they continue to do business with him instead of going to the
Todd, thank you. Oh, golly. Okay. My guess is that guy's not Jim in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
Hey, man. It's not me. Listen, you know, for a guy who thinks Modell owned the team, he's awful loose with Jimmy Haslam's money and how he should spend it. You know?
60,000 feet or nothing, Jim.
Listen, that's my whole point. Like, I get the nostalgia of moving out of downtown, and yeah, it is. It's nostalgic, and I hear you what you're saying, Andy. But I mean, honestly, if you look at a map, the way the city jets into Brook Park anyways to take up the airport, it's nothing. And you got to look what Haslam's doing here. I mean, he's putting tons, Jeff, you said it, and I was going to say it before. He's putting tons of money into Berea that he doesn't have to put in there.
No.
He's dumping tons of money into Brook Park that he doesn't have to be there. And look, if he wants to have Jimmy World or Jimmy Land, which is what Brook Park Berea area is going to be, it's going to be Brown, maybe not Browns dominated, but Haslam dominated. God bless him, man. He's taking areas that need money, need revitalization, you know, need development, and he's putting it there. And I don't think the city of Cleveland was really. I don't believe Mayor Bibb and the city. I think they kind of threw a proposal. In a nutshell, I don't think they really wanted to keep the. I mean, they, you know, they were like, "Look, we'll throw this out there. We have to for political reasons, but we're not in the business of funding sports. You know, sports teams at this point." And which I think is good too. Let the city develop the lakefront. Let them focus on these areas that we're talking about. Bring other investors down there to build out those areas. I mean, I just think this is a win-win. I don't see any downside. And I'm not going to tell Jimmy how big his rec center's got to be or whatever. God bless him for building it. That's, to me, that's the ultimate thing to give back to the community. So let him do what he's going to do. And Jeff, I get it. It might be a pain in the butt to get in and out of the airport. But look, I'm way on the – well, never mind where I'm at. But it's going to be just –
You're in Strongsville, dude.
Yes. It's going to be way easier to get into Brook Park.
Straight up 71.
Currently is downtown.
Yep, straight up 71.
Yep, thanks, boys.
All right, Jim.
Thank you.
See you later. This is the perspective I'm looking for. Doug is in Brook Park. Doug, you live in Brook Park?
Hey, Doug.
Absolutely live in Brook Park. How you doing, guys?
Good. Doug, do you want it? Like, I haven't heard anybody. We haven't had a chance to talk to anybody from Brook Park and say, hey, do you want this?
I do want it in Brook Park. My question is, you're saying that they're going to spend $1.whatever billion for half of it. Where's the other half coming from?
State. County.
Syntax.
Okay. See, I don't smoke or drink, but I don't think people who smoke or drink shouldn't have to pay for it. I don't agree with that. I don't want Cuyahoga County taxes to go up. I don't want Brook Park taxes to go up just to pay for that. But I do want it in Brook Park. I'm 5 minute drive from where the stadium's going to be. And I say going to be because I think it's going to be there. It's going to bring lots of businesses. Let me ask you this. When you guys go to the casino, where do you park?
Where do I park? Dan's place.
It's not there.
At Dan's place.
Have you ever been to the Erie Casino in Pennsylvania?
I've been by there.
Wide
I know
open,
what you're talking about.
Wide
yeah.
open parking lot.
So you park right there and you'll walk right into the stadium. Or I'm sorry, into the casino. It's not like here where I got to find a place to park and I got to walk over here and I got to walk up there.
Yeah.
This is going to be great where the stadium's going to be in the middle. There's going to be parking right there, and you just walk right in. It's going to be a beautiful idea. I'm all for it. You know, I work in a job where I don't work in Brook Park, but I would be able to work at the stadium because they're going to need a lot of extra help.
True.
Security-wise.
Yep.
So I'm
works.
All for it.
All right, Doug, thank you.
There you go.
There's somebody in Brook Park.
Brook Park, 1. Dissenters, 0.
Let's keep a tab over there on the wall.
I got it. Here we go. Brook Park.
I'm. You know what I'm curious as?
It's funny because we really haven't talked to anybody from Brook Park. Hey, Brook Park, you're getting the stadium. Okay.
I'm anxious to hear from the Browns, and let's finalize this and let's go. You know, let's go.
The city wanted an answer by the 12th. Yeah. So I just think all these conversations we're having today are going to be, they'll all be moot. After they make the decision and then they decide to move forward. And people are going to be upset about, like, how are they paying for this? And people that don't follow the Browns or don't care about sports are going to be like, oh, well, who's paying for this? And you just have to read and see where you're getting there and who's paying for it.
Jim,
the Haslams are willing to put some cash in there, especially if you read Daryl's article, a lot of cash.
Well, Jim mentioned a couple of things about this, Andy, that I think are right on the money. And it's, to me, the biggest one of the biggest ones is this. You want to develop the lakefront? Do we want to turn that into something really cool?
I mean, that could be something awesome.
Get the stadium out of there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, A, gets in the way, and B, isn't used. It's just not used very often. And so tear that baby down, build another reef, attract more fish, and put something there.
Yeah. I like it.
I do hate the idea of tearing down a perfectly good stadium that you can go watch a football game in, but that's not what people want anymore.
It's too bad the field's too small for soccer, isn't it, Dan? The field is too small.
But if you want to develop lakefront, you got to get that thing out of there.
Yeah, I agree. Watch, they're going to figure out a way to put a dome on it. We're all going to be like, what? That will really be torn.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Where do I park? Dan's place.
It's not there.
At Dan's place.
Have you ever been to the Erie Casino in Pennsylvania?
I've been by there. Wide I know
open,
what you're talking about.
Wide open parking lot.
So you park right there and you walk right into the stadium. Or I'm sorry, into the casino. It's not like here where I got to find a place to park and I got to walk over here and I got to walk up there.
Yeah.
This is going to be great where the stadium's going to be in the middle. There's going to be parking right there and you just walk right in. It's going to be a beautiful idea. I'm all for it. You know, I work in a job where I don't work in Brook Park, but I would be able to work at the stadium because they're going to need a lot of extra help.
True.
Security-wise.
Yep.
So I'm
works.
All for it.
All right, Doug. Thank you.
There you go.
There's somebody in Brook Park.
Brook Park, 1. The center's 0.
Let's keep a tab over there on the wall.
I got it. Here we go. Brook Park.
You know what I'm curious as?
It's funny because we really haven't talked to anybody from Brook Park. Hey, Brook Park, you're getting the stadium. Okay.
I'm anxious to hear from the Browns, and let's finalize this and let's go. You know, let's go.
The city wanted an answer by the 12th. Yeah. So I just think all these conversations we're having today are going to be, they'll all be moot. After they make the decision and then they decide to move forward. And people are going to be upset about, like, how are they paying for this? And people that don't follow the Browns or don't care about sports are going to be like, oh, well, who's paying for this? And that you just have to read and see where you're getting there and who's paying for it.
Jim,
the Haslams are willing to put some cash in there, especially if you read Daryl's article, a lot of cash.
Well, Jim mentioned a couple of things about this, Andy, that I think are right on the money. And it's, to me, the biggest one of the biggest ones is this. You want to develop the lakefront? Do we want to turn that into something really cool?
I mean, that could be something awesome.
Get the stadium out of there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, A, gets in the way, and B, isn't used. It's just not used very often. And so tear that baby down, build another reef, attract more fish, and put something there.
Yeah. I like it.
I do hate the idea of tearing down a perfectly good stadium that you can go watch a football game in, but that's not what people want anymore.
It's too bad the field's too small for soccer, isn't it, Dan? The field is too small.
But if you want to develop the lakefront, you got to get that thing out of there.
Yeah, I agree. Watch, they're going to figure out a way to put a dome on it. We're all going to be like, what?
Heaven forbid.
That will really be torn.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.